This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
My name's Sarah Jane Smith and I run the Arts Centre Enterprise at the RNIB College Loughborough.
And what is the Arts Centre Enterprise all about?
We make craft products which we sell to the public and people who work within the college as well. So the students get involved in designing products and then they make them, they will evaluate them and then finally they'll sell them. For the first time last year we actually sold outside at a craft stall, so we're building.
So what kind of skills do you think that the students you have are learning when they do not just the arts and crafts sides of things, but also the enterprise side?
There's a lot of transferable skills. So they're working in the shop, so they're working on the till. They're also developing the communication with customers. When we're looking at making products, they're actually thinking about what other people would want. And a lot of the students have to work quite hard to think about what other people would like. So that's quite nice to get them to develop about that and trying to get people to buy their products. So they've actually got to find reasons for them to do that.
And what kind of a range of students do you have in your class? How many people do you work with at any one time?
Students range, well, they're all 16 to 25. The groups can be quite small, we can have only six, but then we can go quite up to 14, you know, if we have a lot. We also have days where we have experience days where schools bring their students in. So yesterday we had a lot of people in our art centre making things. Some of the students are non-visual, so they're blind, and then we're teaching them how to do crafts that they can participate in, very hands-on, right the way through to other people with learning difficulties, or they're in a wheelchair, so have limited mobility. So there's a lot of working. We work as a team a lot, so some people can do one part of a product and then other people may finish it off, or vice versa.
And so for you, how long have you been working here?
I've been working at the college for 7 years now.
And how did you come to find out about the position here? What was your story coming into the organisation?
Well, I actually came to the college as a student, an adult student. I lost my sight due to meningitis when I was 26. So I came to the college to actually transfer my own skills as a primary school teacher and develop non-visual working methods like JAWS. And that enabled me to carry on with teaching, and believe it or not, I stayed. So the college had a position and I did some voluntary work, but I ended up staying here as a communications lecturer. And then as the college evolved into enterprises, I developed the art centre.
Going back to when you were here as a student, what was that time like? What were the things that you learned here as an adult coming into this kind of basically a new world of having to relearn how to do things?
A bit of fear alongside a lot of excitement. It was a nice new start for me. It was a 6 month residential course that I did, so we actually stayed in a house that belongs to the college, so I was thrown in with lots of other people and we'd all got varying visual problems, and it helped us to develop together. So I learned how to use JAWS, I learned new note taking like using voice recorder. So I developed all those sorts of skills, and I also got to work with other people and see what they did to get around their sight loss, and working with the younger students when I started doing volunteering here, that made me see how they do it as well.
My name's Caroline Gillett and I'm independence trainer.
We brought you out from the kitchen just now, so what's your main role here that you do from day to day?
I spend time in the kitchen over in this main building, but also in the flat kitchens in our residential building, training students to cook their evening meals.
When you say you're training them to cook their evening meals, how involved are students able to get in cooking their own meals?
With the staff over there, they're involved in planning their meals, they're involved with basic chopping and weighing of ingredients, they're supported to use the oven and the hob, and then they serve their meals with their flatmates.
And you also do different courses within the kitchens that you have here. When we came and brought you out, there were lots of cupcakes all over the place, and it's been mentioned to me that you're considering starting a cupcake enterprise. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That's going to be a new enterprise called the Irresistible Cake Company. And what we're trialling at the moment is a variety of different recipes that we can hopefully sell to the public, and that's going to be an online business. People will be able to order over the internet and the cakes will be delivered to them in their home or their workplace or business, wherever they want to order them from. And we're looking at involving students in a little bit of the preparation, also boxing up the cakes, making labels so that they've got a nice professional product, and the students are involved as well.
looking at the example of making a cupcake, how involved can a student with visual impairment get in that process?
Within our kitchen, we've got speaking scales, we've got weighing and measuring equipment that the students can get used to using. With the kitchen equipment, the oven has got bump-ons so that they can tell where the temperature is, you know, they can gauge where the temperature is that they need. We have items brailled as well. They get very used to finding things in cupboards because the cupboards are labelled and brailled. So we make them as independent as possible so that they can get involved in every stage of the process.
And another part of what the college does is different courses for older people, perhaps with visual impairment. And you are involved in the cooking courses, is that right?
We've run courses on a Friday morning and they've been a 3-hour course. We've done two blocks of 4-week courses. So I've had various different people from all over the area around Leicestershire, and they've come in at 9:30 and we've made a variety of different things and they've taken the products home with them. So the last course was 4 weeks running up to Christmas. So we did Christmas cake, we did mince pies, sausage meat plat. A lot of it is gaining their confidence in the kitchen again, and it's given them the confidence to go home and trial those products at home and given them an interest again in cooking, which they possibly lost along the way when they'd lost their sight.
Thank you so much for speaking to Insight Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.